And thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, absolutely, my pleasure.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, what we're talking about here, we're 30-odd years, we could say, in the industry of dance music, but a lot more before that, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, well, we go all the way back from Body Talk, which our first single, which brought us on Top of the Pops, and then we exploded on the international and the world scene.
Indeed. You've got, which was the number, it was your first really top, it was number one, wasn't it, Just an Illusion?
No, Just an Illusion.
Number two.
It was number two in the UK. It was number one elsewhere around the world. But we got kept off number one spot by the Dance Goombane Band, you know.
7 tiers.
Don't forget that.
I tell you, now you say it, I find that quite incredible.
Yeah. Well, believe me, we were as well. We can believe it. But, you know, these things happen. But as I said to you, we at least we were number one in other different countries, so, you know, it's good. But look, we're celebrating 30 years of imagination now, and we're doing that with Just an Illusion, and it's our anniversary song, which we've got a brand new version of it, which is obviously it's one of our biggest hits. So it's right that we should use that to do our 30th anniversary celebration.
Indeed. Yeah? And it's not a bad wee version as well, although I find it from the original, you've taken the BPM, the beats up a bit, haven't you? You've took the speed up.
Yeah, I'm trying to add a little bit more to it. I mean, obviously, it's great to sort of like capture a younger audience. I mean, Just an Illusion has been, obviously, it's been played all over the place. It's been in films, and all you know, different people have come and do reworks of it as well.
Yeah.
But We thought, well, it'd be really nice to make it a bit more of a summery vibe, really happy. We've got an EP as well, working on an EP now of the different mixes of it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's really good. I mean, there's some versions. I mean, my goodness, really, really good. And the good thing about this as well, you know, the 30th anniversary, we're tying it in with all, with Breakthrough Breast Cancer. And they're a UK charity. And the reasons why we're doing that now is because I wanted to donate money from the downloads, because my mother, she suffered from breast cancer, and she lost a breast. And so we thought, well, you know, let's try and do something really good here. You know, my mum survived, and through her great strength and responding to the treatment. And that's all because of the research that's, you know, that's been taking place before. So we wanted to sort of like carry that on. And now you can get through to Breakthrough Breast Cancer. You can go to their website and make donations or download the song. You can go to breakthrough.org.uk or go to errolkennedy.com, where you can download the song Just an Illusion featuring Tamar, and a donation from that gets put to Breakthrough Breast Cancer.
Indeed.
I'm glad you like the song, though.
Listen, I've got to tell you, Errol, it's a legacy you're leaving, you and the rest of the band, for time ever after. Just an Illusion, along with Body Talk and Music and Lights, awesome in their days, and they're not going to be forgotten. And that was my time, that was my era, if you like, DJing and club DJing back then. I actually remember meeting all you guys at a DMC, a disco mix convention, back in those days. I can't remember if it was the Albert Hall or if it was the Hippodrome, because they were in the two venues, you probably recall. And I also remember the Gladiator outfits.
Well, you're talking about in the Heat of the Night album now. We actually went out on our very first tour. We actually that was what the set was, you know.
I remember you going out on a whole load of PAs around nightclubs as well. Isn't that sad? back in those days, it was a dumb thing to go around nightclubs and PA your new single, particularly the disco and dance era, because it was huge in those days, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, well, that's funny how things started as well. We used to go out and do lots of PAs all over the country and all over Europe, doing PAs, you know, just to get people to get to know about imagination. Obviously, when things got a little bit better, we got onto Top of the Pops, and the whole thing just exploded. Then we had the outrageous outfits and costumes that we were wearing as well, the Gold Lame suits and the nappies bits and, you know, all kinds of weird things. But it's all part of what imagination is all about, you know?
Exactly. Well, let's just quickly go back to the single, Just an Illusion, which you brought out now. Is any of the other lads involved with this, or is this something you've just went ahead and done because of a very good and worthy cause, something that's very topical with us just now? Or are the other two boys, Errol or Ashley, involved in any way, shape or form?
Well, Ashley and Lee are not involved in this. I mean, I've tried to get the band back together again, but sadly, Lee John's management has been very difficult, so I'm hoping that later on in the future we'll get together again. But Ashley and myself were up for it, so which led me to sort of like decided to go out on tour and go out as Imagination featuring Errol Kennedy. And now, which has led now to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Imagination, and so answering your question, no, this is all this production that you're hearing is my production, I'm doing that obviously to go out there. The fans are always asking me when am I going to come out and do shows. So you know, this is why I'm doing all these things, because the fans they want to see Imagination out there, or at least you know, getting that 80s feeling back again, and which is what we do when we play out live.
And I think you're absolutely quite right. And being a percussionist, if you like, being a drummer, I noticed very early as you learned the drums in the Boys Brigade, no less.
Yeah, and I was also in the ATC.
Yeah, so was I.
And it was, you know, I was in the Boys Brigade, learned drums from there, took it, wanted to do more, learn more, so I thought, well, I need to learn some military drumming, so I got into the ATC, and then I formed my first band, which was a band called TFB, then morphed itself into Central Line, and then from there we moved on to, I left that band and formed another band called Midnight Express, and that's where I met Ashley and Lee.
Yeah, I saw that.
Imagination.
Yeah, I saw. And there's an interesting story attached to the name Imagination as well. Is it not got something, if I remember correctly, to do with John Lennon or something like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, when we were getting the band together, we looked at John Lennon. Obviously he died, and we thought, well, it'd be really nice to remember him. And so we dedicated the name and thought, well, it'd be really nice to call the band Imagination, which is obviously from the name Imagine.
Yeah,
so
fantastic.
That's why we did that.
Well, I can assure you, we are playing even daytime your now version of Imagination. We've got it on there. We love it here. I think that's down to me having something to do with the playlists here at East Coast FM, by the way, because I was an avid fan in the day.
Fantastic.
Yeah. What's that? We've got also got a show on a Tuesday evening where one of our technical guys who presents does what they call put the needle on the record. And he actually uses a vinyl. And this Tuesday, he's playing the vinyl of Imagination.
All right.
I'm trying to get a hold of the album in vinyl.
Well, I'll tell you what, I mean, to get... we're talking about Just an Illusion featuring Tamar?
Yes. Well, I know it's not an album as yet, but well, I don't suppose you did it in vinyl, did you?
No, that is coming. We will be doing that on vinyl. I promise you, as soon as that happens, right, we'll be in touch and we'll send you one.
Oh, please do. I'm getting a thumbs up.
Keep playing that record. Keep playing that record out there. Keep the flag going and play Just an Illusion featuring Tamar as many times as you can, because you'll be doing a worthy cause there.
Yeah, how did you come across the guy who's singing along with you?
Tamar.
Yeah.
Tamar's doing the rapping, and he's brilliant. I mean, he's from Spain, and we've done a lot of work together. And when I, you know, was saying to him that I was going to be doing this project, he said, oh, please do let me come. I'd love to jump on board. And so, you know, I remembered him, and we sort of like hooked up, and he came in worked on the song with us, which is really good.
Brilliant.
They say he's like the new Usher and Flo Rida. He's a great singer.
Yeah, indeed. It's like you said earlier on, it's getting the younger people into something that happened 30-odd years ago as well. It's given it a completely new lease of life.
Yes.
And the great thing is, and now you've told everybody, it's also doing a fabulous job for breast cancer, which is a very topical subject at the moment, isn't it?
Yes.
It is.
I mean, it's something that I think everybody should get more involved in. And, you know, because there's a lot of women that suffers from that, and it doesn't get the exposure that it should do. But I think just now there's a lot of exposure, obviously, with Angelina, that's brought it more to the forefront. But it just seems like, you know, women just secretly, in the background suffering from this, and there should be a lot more exposure. And whatever we can do to keep that awareness going, and people can
keep it going,
involved in doing donations to Breakthrough Breast Cancer. You know, I think we're doing a lot of good there, because it can happen to anybody, or anybody's mum, or any woman at all. You know, there's no escape. So we need to do a lot of research on this.
Absolutely, it's happening to men as well, incidentally. But yeah, I knew you knew that. Absolutely. I knew you knew that. But it's right across the board now. And let me assure you, after I've played the interview, I will be hammering out your website address, where they can go and get to the Just Giving button as well, and do something about it.
To the website, they can download it from the website. They can go to iTunes, Amazon, anywhere on the internet. They
indeed.
Can get Just an Illusion featuring tomorrow. They type in errolkennedy.com. They can even go to imaginationband.com and download the record from there. But, you know, people just got to realize every time when they're doing this as well, they're doing something good, and they're getting a great track, as part of the whole situation. In fact, if you go to the website and you download it from the website, you're getting a free live track as well. So, you know, how good's that?
I'm going to go and do it now, because we've got the MP3, obviously, of the new song. But I'm going to go and get the bonus one now, because if you guys, you're going to create an interest again. I just know you are, because it's a cracking tune. You have brought it up to date. And I think you're going to get a bit of mileage out of it. And because of getting a bit of mileage out of it, you're going to get interested in where's the next one?
Yes. Yeah, well, funny enough, as I said to you, that's why we've done the EP, because there's different versions there, and we think that there's different versions, it's going to take to different palettes as well. So it's introducing it to lots of various different people. And I mean, you know, later on in the year, we're going to be releasing the album New Dimension, and that also is going to be whatever is come from that, we're going to be donating to Breakthrough Breast Cancer as well. So everything that I'm doing, you know, we also wanting to donate money to Breakthrough Breast Cancer.
Sounds like you're on a mission.
It'd be great if the fans can support us in that way, and go and download the music and enjoy it, and stay with us and see how the whole thing develops. And I'm sure they're going to love the album, because it is a really good album that's coming up as well.
Yeah, sure. And I just said, you didn't quite hear me there. Sorry, I did talk over you. I do apologise. It sounds to me, Errol, like you're on a mission.
Yeah, well, I think yes. I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission to get the legacy of Imagination out there. I'm on a mission with Breakthrough Breast Cancer, so the awareness can be known and to be supported as well. And also to be able to go out there and do this live and just carry on spreading the word.
Exactly. Can I give you a wee tip about getting Lee on board? Just get a hold of him and take him for a pint. Never mind his management. His management are preventing him getting involved in something that's going to be good.
Yeah, I've tried that. But you see, the point is, I love Imagination. I love all the things that we've done. And I think there's other people who, you know, that aren't part of the original concept of how we started. And so, you know, I think people come in and manipulate it and don't want to see the whole thing come back together for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And I think that's quite sad, actually.
It is.
Without, obviously, haven't lived and walked the life to make the name a legacy and how hard we work. Listen, when we were touring in the early days of Body Talk, we didn't, you know, we released Body Talk, we didn't have a single. We were going across to Europe and the States. We did not have an album, should I say, reiterate. But what we did do is, as we were touring all over the place, promoting Body Talk, we were writing on the road. And when you're doing that, you really bond. And to me, all that bonding is there. And then come back to the UK. We'd work with Tony Swain and Steve Jolly, who did all the Spandau Ballet stuff as well in Human League. Now, we'd be working till going to the studio maybe at 9, 10 at night, and come out of the studio the next morning at maybe 1 or 2 in the afternoon the next day. That's how hard we were working to create those albums, right? All that hard work stays with you, and that's why the tracks are staying the course that they are staying. You know, they'll be here this year, the next generation and the next generation, because we've worked so hard in trying to produce really good music. And when you do things like that, you don't forget it, you know?
Absolutely, and it worked, because I'm sitting here as witness, and I play your music from back then now, and I have been on one of my shows. Right now, Errol, let me congratulate you on the new single, and what you tried to achieve with it, I know you will achieve with it, because the enthusiasm just listening to you, you can't fail, sir.
Well, I thank you very much, and Ian, I mean, if you're playing it and supporting us right, then, you know, I can't see failing either, because it's the more station that's playing it and giving it that awareness, then, yeah, it can't fail.
Well, let me finish up then by having you, right now, let you introduce that single for us.
This is Errol Kennedy from the group Imagination, and you're listening to the East Coast Radio Station, and we are now introducing our brand new single, Just an Illusion, featuring Tamar.
Fantastic. Errol, thank you so much. Listen, I don't want to be patronizing, and I don't want to be cheesy, but for me personally, thank you for the legacy of music and the stuff you've done in the past. It's something that's going to be with me, because it was part of my DJing and my upbringing through Clubland. I've got to be honest with you, Les has given me a thumbs up on that. That legacy alone, I wish I could shake your hand on it. Please, on all behalf of us all here, fingers crossed and thumbs up for your mum as well.
Please, I thank you very much, and I thank you for your support. You're going to be playing this record as well, which is going to help a lot. And all your DJs, I just thank you all very much for supporting us there, and just play this record to death. I want to hear from Scotland up there. Wow! It's just like they've heard this song so much, and they're doing loads of downloads. That'd be really great, and I thank you very much, Ian.
No problem, Errol. It's our pleasure. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Bless you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, Errol.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.